Simon Fraser Campus Radio. Would you give me
a beat? CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
It is 3:01 p.m. on February 23rd, 2024. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to Episode 8 of the Steve Chong Show in 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition after the following messages.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca. The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Welcome back. First up is Yoshibio Oizu Mikio Shidio's To the Forest to Live a Truer Life with Naimi Nia.
Oh,
That was Niminia from Yoshimio Izumi Kiyo Shihudo's To the Forest to Live a Truer Life. Next up is Zeta to Reticulis, the Tea Cozy Sessions. Here is Tea Cozy 6. Sorry about that. It actually should have been Zeta to Reticulis, the Tea Cozy Sessions, Tea Cozy 4. I'd like to discuss the SF Athletics at this time. Two events were on tap for February 17th. Both Red Leaf swimming teams started in Day 5 of the 2024 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships hosted by Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado, where the morning session mostly featured preliminaries. Meanwhile, SFU men's basketball were shaded by the host Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks 74-71, as David Penny led the Red Leafs with 16 points at Patty Center in Anchorage, Alaska. Later on, the finals events in Day 5, which was the last day of the 2024 RMAC Swimming and Diving Championships hosted by Colorado Mesa in Grand Junction, Colorado, took place, where distances were generally in yards, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for the Red Leafs, the cutoff for A finals. In the women's 1650 freestyle, Tori McClinchy clocked in at 1708.41, only behind Olivia Hansen of Colorado Mesa at 1700.22, while McClinchy's teammate Lani Perry timed in at 1755.85 for 7th. In the men's 1650 freestyle, Owen Nicholson finished 4th at 1553.51. Three swimmers were in the women's 100 freestyle A final, as Abby Williams was the runner-up at 50.52, only behind Ada Cunnell of Colorado Mesa at 50.06, while Williams' teammates Ali Whitmore finished 4th at 50.91, and Kayla Holder placed 8th at 52.03. Lachlan Rogers finished 5th at 45.37. In the men's 100 freestyle A final, two Red Leaf swimmers placed within top five of the men's 200 backstroke A final, as Marcus Mack dashed in at 146.89 for third, and Thomas Caruso timed it at 147.21 for fourth. Delray Vetter clocked in at 221.97 for fifth in the women's 200 breaststroke A final. Three SFU swimmers were in the men's 200 breaststroke A final, as Dylan Cormandy dashed in at 159.41 for second, only behind JT Amrain of Oklahoma Christian at 157.2, while Cormandy's teammates Hayden Vischer rushed in at 159.48 for third, and Thomas Bakika timed in at 202.13 for sixth. In the women's 400 freestyle relay, the Red Leafs quartet of Ali Whitmore, Abby Williams, Tori McClinchy, and Lina Perry finished second at 324.93, only behind the Colorado Mesa quartet of Ada Cunnell, Ellie Williams, Izzy Powers, and Lauren White at 321.63. In the men's 400 freestyle relay, the SFU quartet of Marcus Mack, Lachlan Rogers, Thomas Caruso, and Peter Morch placed third at 259.98. SFU Red Leaf Tori McClinchy earned a Women's Swimmer of the Day. SFU Red Leaf Tori McClinchy earned a Women's Swimmer of the 5-day 2024 RMX Swimming and Diving Championships, as she earned 77 points for the SFU Red Leafs Women's, which earned 626.5 points for third, behind the host Colorado Mesa Mavericks with 1,221 points, and Colorado School of Mines Ore Diggers with 637.5 points. Meanwhile, the SFU Red Leafs men earned 596 points for fourth, as the host Colorado Mesa Mavericks also won the men's team crown with 1,153.5 points in the 2024 RMX Swimming and Diving Championships in Grand Junction, Colorado. SFU women's basketball were also supposed to be in action on February 17th, but its opponent Western Oregon forfeited. There was one game on February 18th where the Red Leaf softball fell to the Dominican Penguins, based in San Rafael, California, 7-4. SFU was led by Megan Duclos at 2-for-4, Christian Davy Duke at 1-for-4, 2 runs batted in, and Lizzie Sugrieve at 1-for-3 with 1 run batted in. On Family Day, the Red Leafs track and field teams started in the 2024 GNAC Indoor Track and Field Championships at the podium in Spokane, Washington, where distances were generally in meters, with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU. The cutoff for most preliminaries in their finals events. In the women's 60 preliminaries, Marie-Elo LeClaire set an all-time meet record at 7.3 to win, while teammate Jalen Cummings ran 7.76 for 7th. Three Red Leafs were within top 8 in the men's 60 preliminaries, as Josiah Pinson-McCoy dashed at 6.865 for 2nd, only behind Joshua Caleb of Alaska at 6.7. McCoy's teammates Jacob Hall was 3rd at 6.866, and Leon O'Donnell clocked in at 6.9 for 5th. In the women's 400 preliminaries, Claire Bosma dashed in at 57.71 for second, only behind Alice Hooper of Central Washington at 57.02. In the women's 800 preliminaries, Kate Cameron sprinted in at 214.66 for fifth. Selin Tasdemir timed in at 215.43 for 7th, and Elizabeth Vanderput clocked in at 216.21 for 8th. In the men's 800 preliminaries, Aiden Good dashed in at 154.09 for 2nd, only behind Isaiah Rodriguez of Western Oregon at 156.61, while Good's teammate Colton Plummer sprinted in at 154.39 for 5th. Three SFU runners were within top 6 in the women's 200 preliminaries, as Marie Eloy Leclerc won with a 24.26 dash, while Emma Cannon finished 3rd with a 24.96 run, and Kalinda Chetwynd placed 6th with a 25.55 sprint. In the men's 200 preliminaries, Josiah Penson-McCoy charged in at 21.777 for 3rd, a shade behind Kevin Angarita of Alaska Anchorage at 21.775, as Joshua Kebab, Alaska, also of Alaska Anchorage, won at 21.49, while Jacob Hall of SFU Red Leaves timed in at 21.99 for 5th. In the women's high jump, Olivia Winbrio leaped at 1.57, tied with teammate Sydney Cania for 5th. In the men's long jump, Blake Furtado sprung 6.81 for 3rd. In the 1600 women's distance relay, the quartet of Grace Chalk, Veronica Robertson, Elizabeth Vanderput, and Rachel Watkins clocked in at 1209.93, only behind Western Washington at 1150.82. SFU won the men's 1600 distance relay as the quartet of Jose Castro, Colton Plummer, Aiden Good, and Jacob Wadwani dashed in at 1009.75. On February 20th, the Red Leafs track and field teams continued in the two-day 2024 GNAC Indoor and Track and Field Championships at the podium in Spokane, Washington, where distances were generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top eight results for SFU, the cutoff in most preliminaries for its finals events. In the women's triple jump, Olivia Winbrio hopped 11.66 for 2nd, only behind Emmy Antek-Per of Central Washington at 12.3, while Winbrio's teammate Kalinda Chetwynd sprung 11.1 for 5th. In the women's 1 mile or 1609 meters, Rachel Watkins charged in at 5.078 for 4th. Grace Chalk clocked in at 5.09.43 for 6th, and Celine Tastemir timed in at 5.10.53 for 7th. In the men's 1 mile, or 1,609 meters, Andrew Thompson dashed in at 4.07.94 for 3rd, and Jacob Wadwani spurted in at 4.18.66 for 8th. Two Red Leafs finished within top 3 in the 60 finals, as Marie Eloy Leclerc darted in at 7.3 for 2nd, only behind Alexis Hollis of Central Washington at 7.829, and Jalen Cummings rushed in at 7.651 for 3rd. In the men's 60 finals, Liam O'Donnell sprinted in at 6.8 for 3rd, Josiah Pinson-McCoy bolted in at 6.892 for 5th, and Jacob Hall darted in at 6.898 for 6th. In the women's 400 finals, Claire Bosma charged in at 56.57 for 2nd, only behind Allison Hopper of Central Washington at 56.55. In the women's 800 finals, Kate Cameron dashed in at 213.71 for 4th, Elizabeth Vanderput rushed in at 219.64 for 7th, and Celine Tastemir timed in at 223.51 for 8th, which was also the last place. In the men's 800 finals, Colton Plummer charged in at 156.87 for 4th, and Aiden Good sprinted in at 157.87, which was also the last place. Marie Eloy Leclerc set another GNAC record in the women's 200 finals as she bolted in at 23.39, ahead of Alexis Hollis at 24.39, while Leclerc's teammates Emma Cannon darted in at 24.66 for 3rd, and Kalinda Chetwynd dashed in at 25.12 for 4th. In the men's 200 finals, Josiah Penson-McCoy rushed in at 21.55, only behind Joshua Caleb of Alaska Anchorage at 21.18. It could be Joshua Caleb, a GNAC meet record. While McCoy's teammate Jacob Hall sprinted in at 21.9 for 4th, In the men's 3000, Ephraim Mekonnen timed in at 8:33.85 for 6th. In the women's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Jalen Cummings, Claire Bosma, Emma Kanan, and Maria Alola Claire dashed in at 3:51.14, only behind Central Washington at 3:47.78. In the men's 4x400 relay, the quartet of Josiah Penson McCoy, Aiden Good, Andrew Thompson, and Colton Plummer rushed in at 3:22.23. The SFU Red Leafs men finished 5th with 62 points, while the women placed 3rd with 96 points in the 2024 GNAC Indoor Championships, where Western Washington won both team crowns, as men's earned 187.66 and women's with 143 points at the podium in Spokane, Washington, where SFU Red Leaf Murray L.L. LeClaire claimed 2 Track and Field Athlete of the Meet awards. Meanwhile, SFU softball played a doubleheader against Stanislaus State Warriors. In Game 1, the Red Leafs crushed the Warriors 9-0 with an 8-run barrage in the top of the first, as SFU dished out 10 hits, led by Abby McGlynn with 2-for-3 and 2 runs batted in. However, SFU was crushed by the host Stanislaus State 8-2 in Game 2, as the Warriors scored 2 runs in the first 2 innings at Warriors Softball Field in Turlock, California. On February 21st, the Red Leafs softball coach Stacey Fournier was honored by Sport BC as this year's Bobby Steen Legacy Award recipient, a $2,000 grant awarded to an emerging female leader in BC whose dedication to the girls and women in BC aligns to that of Bobby Steen Foundation. Both SFU basketball teams were in action on February 22nd. Women's bested the host Seattle Pacific Falcons, as Sofia Wisowski led the Red Leafs with 32 points at Brougham Pavilion in Seattle, Washington. However, men's were shaded by the visitors, Central Washington Wildcats, 71-67, as Elliot Dimakulungan led the Red Leafs with 22 points at SFU's West Gym. The Red Leafs track and field teams are competing in the Ken Shannon Last Chance Invite at the Dempsey Indoor in Seattle, Washington, where distances are generally in meters with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the top 8 results for SFU, the cutoff for preliminaries to their finals, after the following messages.
Hey, are you a First Nations, Métis, or Inuit student? Not convinced university, college, or vocational trade school is possible? Or wondering what you should do after high school? Inspire can help you and your friends. Register for Inspire's free Indigenous mentorship program, Rivers to Success. Joining Rivers to Success gets you access to great information, great prizes, and exciting content. Discover careers and post-secondary paths geared towards Indigenous students across Turtle Island, just like you. Register online today at rivers2success.ca. Again, that's rivers2success.ca. Prizes, information, and fun are waiting.
Welcome back. Here are some 24-24 Ken Shannon Last Chance Invite results. I'm just looking at the scores live right now. There have been 4 events completed, but no SFU competitors have competed as of yet. I will come back with some standings after the next PSA.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Here are the men's basketball standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Billings our first at 13-2 conference, 19-6 overall. St. Marlins, second. 10-5 conference, 20-5 overall, second. Northwest Nazarene, third. 10-5 conference, 14-9 for third. Central Washington, fourth. 9-6 conference, 16-8 for fourth. Alaska Anchorage, fifth. 8-7 conference, 18-8 for fifth. Seattle Pacific, 6-7-8 conference, 14-14 for sixth. Western Washington, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th. 7-9 conference, 15-12 for 7th. Alaska, 8th. 6-9 conference, 8-15 for 8th. Simon Fraser, 9th. 4-12 conference, 6-21 for 9th. And Western Oregon, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Last, 2-13 conference, 5-18 overall. Now to the women's basketball standings. Much like men's, women's basketball conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Before that, the first three teams in the men's basketball, Montana State Billings, St. Martin's, and Northwest Nazarene, claimed GNAC championship berths. Montana State Billings also are first in women's at 14-1 conference, 23-4 overall. Western Washington, second, 13-3 conference, 20-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, third, 10-5 conference, 16-8 overall. These three teams clinch GNAC championship berths. Also, conference records include three games forfeited by Western Oregon, according to the GNAC Women's Basketball Standings page. Simon Fraser, fourth, 9-7 conference, 16-12 overall. Central Washington, fifth, 9-8-7 conference, 17-10 overall. Seattle Pacific, 6-7-8 conference, 10-15 overall. Northwest Nazarene, seventh, 6-9 conference, 9-13 overall. Western Oregon, 8th, 3-12 conference, 10-13 overall. St. Martin's and Alaska also have 3-12 conference records each, but St. Martin's are 9th at 5-17, and Alaska are last at 4-20. And I'd like to go to the current softball standings. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Western Washington, first, 12-0. Northwest Nazarene, second, 7-1. St. Martin's, third, 8-3. Western Oregon, fourth, 5-7. Simon Fraser, fifth, 4-7. Central Washington, sixth, 2-9. And Montana State Billings are last at 1-5. Sorry for some technical difficulties. CGSF will be back after the following messages.
From now until April 6, 2024, at the Western Front Gallery in Vancouver, get involved in the solo exhibition Feral Domestic by Danny and Sheila Restack, featuring a multi-channel installation of the video trilogy Feral Domestic and the three artist books of drawings, writings, and images. Admission is free, and more information can be found by visiting the Western Front website, westernfront.ca, or by calling 60-